Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so we're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Also, you can help elect Jim Rome to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Voting is now open. There are two easy ways to vote. Either cast your vote at radiovote.com or dial short code 96000 and text the message 800. Standard message and data rates may apply. Tomorrow night at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, the globe's mightiest men muscle up and push themselves to their physical limits while testing their mental toughness. Tune in to see who will be one step closer to becoming the 2018 Taachi Palace World's Strongest Man on CBS Sports Network. Baseball takes priority now. Tons of games every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the premier place to go for picks. Boxing, MMA, soccer from Russia. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the top choice. College and pro football countdown's on now, so you're going to want to hurry and sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance? Do get it all at Geico.com. Chad Dukes versus the world joins us again on the bench from the Fan in D.C. So what a party that the Capitals threw from the moment they won the cup in Vegas, which is just the greatest place on earth to win anything, you know, literally. They went on a tear. Carver High and I were very impressed with the performance of the, like, Ovechkin types. His drinking and and partying and, like, you know, the pictures of him swimming naked in a fountain, pictures of him sleeping with the Stanley Cup, him doing upside-down keg stands, things of this nature, all driving in the streets of D.C. and saying hi to people at stoplights and, you know, shaving his beard finally and taking another round of photos and getting hammered. I mean, this is the stuff of legend.
It certainly is, Scotty, as well as seeing the Nicki Minaj Eminem sex tape on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's the only place that has it, actually. If you head over there right now, check it out. I got to say, Ovi has been...
I actually know her pretty well.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course.
Carnally?
I mean, just from my Howard Stern days, let's just say I know all of them, and I know her very well. Let's just say she spent some time in the studio, let's just say. Shep, didn't you do something with Nikki Benz once in my studio? No comment from Shep. It was all very dirty what happened.
Everything I'm hearing makes me think that Scotty Farrell needs to be up for the Radio Hall of Fame, but I digress.
Please, good luck. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Let me tell you this: the softening is not the right word, Scotty. These guys are big, tough hockey guys, but the babyface run that they've been on here in Washington D.C., the darlings, the fact they broke through the glass ceiling, and the alcoholism, the rampant alcoholism that is pervasive. And look, you've been down the road, Scotty. You're either going to quit drinking, or the drinking's going to either kill you, or you're going to end up in jail. And I'm still in the throes of that part of it. Everybody else that hasn't gotten to that part, they identify so much with this team. They're crushing beers. Guys are throwing 24-ounce Bud Lights up on top of double-decker buses. And these guys aren't saying, no, I got to have a wheat germ shake like where the NFL is. They're crushing them on their foreheads and shotgunning them. And they're dropping F-bombs left and right on the National Mall in front of the Capitol building. I mean, blue-collar, relatable, everything that you think about hockey and the reason why it's developed, the hardcore fan base that it has. We're experiencing that in tidal wave formation here in D.C.
It'll never be better than this win. I mean, just so you know, I have been lucky enough, my team, to win five of them. And so let me just say, they never, and I'm being honest, once you win them, It's the greatest thing in the world. You're just on cloud nine. There's no ever denying that. But I'm saying there's nothing like that first one. I mean, like the first lover. I mean, this is the greatest. When you win, because when my basketball team won our first title, tonight we won our eighth. When I won the first one, I literally came in here to work with no underwear on or anything. And it was, and I mean, I smoked like 50 doobies after the win. And then, but I'm telling you that the Capitals will never celebrate again like they did the first time. If they win it again, they'll be like, this is old hat. But the first one is when you behave real poorly and just get hammered.
Well, Scotty, they may not celebrate again because Barry Trotz isn't under contract. I mean, John Carlson isn't under contract. Jay Beagle isn't under contract.
Who cares?
I'm just, what I'm saying is, like, they may not celebrate again. Like, nobody's worried about that. Like, these guys are, you know, everybody's trying to make the parable between the Capitals and the Nationals now compare. So, you know, comparable it is here locally with the expectations, then not reaching it, and finally the Capitals doing this thing. But I don't know if anyone's worried about that right now. And Alexander Ovechkin, Jesus, I mean, he's been beloved here locally, but I believe that, like, on a national level, he's been viewed as a somewhat odious figure. I don't know how he can be now. I mean, the broken English, the F-bombs, all of the beers, the videos of him dancing, schlepping the cup through the terminal,
right,
at the airport.
At the casino. How about in the casino?
Of course. He's handling it the way that your drunk college roommate would handle if he won the Stanley
it's
Cup.
Great.
Who can't relate to that?
Listen, I have to say, I talked to you before. I talked to you a lot. But I was like, I went on record as saying that he was the most deserving guy that I've ever watched play hockey to get his name on the Stanley Cup. Like, the rest of them, I'll be honest with you, I could care less. But that guy had to get his name on that Stanley Cup because he is the greatest player to not be on that great trophy, that chalice, that God's gift to the sporting world. That trophy is the greatest thing that's ever been invented. And the fact that he finally got on it, everything is good now. We can all die.
Yeah, I completely agree. And first of all, I have to, for those of you that don't know, Scotty's the biggest of the big time. He's got the Brave 300 as his producers back behind him there. That's how many people you need for Pharrell on the bench.
It's true.
You guys deserve at least 13 to 15% of the credit for the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup, because for the past 3 years, and this is not a shoot, I have done your – excuse me, this is not a work. It is a shoot. I've done your radio show, and on the night the Capitals were eliminated, I was doing a phone interview with
him. Right.
And I'm getting texts from your producer saying, Dukes, we'd like for you to come on, but we don't want your team to get eliminated. How's tomorrow? And I can't even tell you how much that means to me. I can't even tell you how much that means to Washington, D.C. The fact that as a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, had the common decency to not eliminate the Washington Capitals by booking me
right
on your show the night they're playing. They should be carving a brass statue for you.
I actually rooted for him. I went on the NHL tour here on the network and went on all these stations. And I said they were going to win it, and because of Ovechkin, no other reason. I'm like firmly entrenched in that he's the reason you won the cup. There is, you know, you could talk about all these other guys. Everyone, Lars Eller and Oshie and, you know, Holpe, sure, they all played well. But the reason why you won the Stanley Cup is Alex Ovechkin. Again, the game winner in the game seven, multiple game winners in the last, you know, in the semi, or, you know, in the conference final and in the Stanley Cup finals. All the big goals, all the massive crank one-timers. The hits that he laid on people all over the ice. Because everyone thinks it's Tom Wilson. The best hitter on that team is Ovechkin. He is a monster hitter, and he forechecks like no other. That guy is a freak. He's the reason you won the Stanley Cup. And I think that the rest of the team was fabulous. You'll never have that same type of team or chemistry again. That's the team that won it. They'll never be quite the same. The Penguins did it again because they have Crosby and Malkin, and then you get Kessel and all these other guys, Hornquist. You get a core of great players. I think Washington has that. Then you don't have to worry about all the other pieces. Let me ask you this question, though, about Harper. I'm watching this guy. He's got 19 homers, 43 RBIs, whatever it is. Last night he's getting foul balls off his – elbow, or he got beaned, and then he got nailed in the left foot, like, I mean, 100-mile-an-hour pitch right in the foot, had to leave the game. Yesterday, there's unnamed loser saying he's a loser, and then today, you got your GM standing up for him. What did everybody in D.C. think of his comments about, you know, that being chicken shack, and you're a gutless piece of... You know, blah, 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 and you're a coward and all the rest. I love that. How about this Rizzo guy?
I love it, too, but there's a couple of things here. It's political, as you know, of course, Scotty. Mike Rizzo going out there, he wants to re-sign Bryce Harper. What's he going to do but take a flamethrower to those comments? And whoever that anonymous report was from, maybe that's the guy that's salty that he's not going to have a crack at signing a $400 million, $500 million contract for Bryce Harper. All of it's chest dumping, all of it's going out there and, you know, try to put yourself in a better position. My deal is, this guy's not seeing any good pitches. I mean, he's, you know, all the home runs, his on base percentage is where it needs to be, but he's getting walked left and right. How's he going to get into a rhythm? I'll tell you what was a bigger controversy here is that poor guy walking out there. Poor guy is a ravishing head of hair, all the money in the world, but he walks out there in a Las Vegas sweater and the entire area turned against him. I had call after call mother effing that guy on my phone. And the reason is, Scotty, they all think he's going to leave. They all think that he's always wanted to leave. And all I've seen him is wearing Redskins hats, going to Capitals games, saying everything that he needs to. And oh, by the way, when they're in the playoffs against San Francisco Giants, who's the only guy that brought his lunch pail? It's Bryce Harper. So I don't know. I'm hoping the Stanley Cup means that Washington, D.C. fans can have nice things. But they were so busy turning against him for wearing a Golden Knights sweater inside of the Capital One.
I mean, how stupid are you? He's from there. I mean, how pathetic are you? Like, are they really – they've turned on their best player, and now he's like a public enemy number one?
It was like a hangover from when John Wall came out onto the – it was Monday Night Football against the Cowboys. John Wall came out in an Emmitt Smith jersey, and everybody lost their minds. We have to ruin stained glass windows. We have to take a rock and throw it straight through them. And I just hope, I hope it's not anything that he holds a grudge against. I think he likes riling people up. I mean, the Instagram post of, hey, I want to play with Chris Bryan, people take that personally here. Everybody gets in their feelings. I mean, that's a friend of his. Why wouldn't he want to play with them? Oh, my God, he finally has a team in Las Vegas that has been punished for his entire existence because of gambling. Oh, which, by the way, sports are now a great thing. And now he finally has a team. He wasn't down there banging on the glass in his Golden Knights jersey. He was the most famous person in the entire arena, and he had that sweater on, so they put the camera on him, and that was it. It was very
funny. And wasn't he, like, congratulating the Capitals after they won it?
Of course. You know who else did? The Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, just I think you're dealing with a market that is not used to success, and because of that, they act petulant at times.
Right.
They're childlike at times, and I hope we get over it here.
Wow, that's crazy stuff. Well, I'm glad. Did you go to the parade and get hammered?
It was the first time I ever needed security, Scotty. I know someone like you, that's happened to you several times in your career, but we're down there broadcasting live. We've never seen anything like it. I mean, the last time the Redskins won the Super Bowl in 92, 75,000 people showed up because the police were overwhelmed at Super Bowl 22, so they didn't allow it to take place.
Right.
You know, since we get protests, we get parade all the time, we don't have one of these. It's been decades and decades and decades. So I got to say this, one arrest for 400,000 people, beat that. You know, any other city, as far as civility goes, we may not run you out of our stadiums, but we're going to get drunk and have a good time if something good happens. It was one of the most overwhelming experiences I've ever had, and I would stack it up against any Lombardi trophy, any NBA championship, any stuff that comes along.
Lastly, I got 30 seconds. So how far is it from, like, D.C. to Delaware where you can now bet on sports?
It's not that far.
It's like, is it like 30 minutes, 20 minutes? How far is it?
I mean, I think if you, like, get in your car and drive north for, let's say, 30 to 20 minutes, you'll probably be there and be able to throw cash.
He has no idea where Delaware is. That is awesome. What a fat drunk. I love you. You're awesome. Chad Dukes versus the world. I love that guy. He's awesome. My favorite guy from D.C. on the Fan, Chad Dukes, one and only. And he loves wrestling. Chicks dig wrestlers. Woo!
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
They had a brawl in Dodger Stadium tonight. The Texas Rangers and the Dodgers going at it. Kemp ran over the catcher. Matt Hatter, that is illegal now in baseball.
It's not illegal. You just got to know when to do it.
Like, what does that mean? Are you allowed to run over the catcher head-on?
Like, if the catcher has the ball and is blocking the plate, then you can do it.
So he was blocking the plate and had the ball.
But
so
apparently he had chosen to come up the line, and Matt Kemp chose to divert directions and try to take him out. Now, that's wrong, too.
Okay, apparently. So I didn't see all that. I just saw him, like, barrel into him. He was out by a mile. Guy held on to him. Who's the catcher?
Robinson Chirinos.
Okay, so I figured you'd know that. I know nothing of the like. Well, you just know everything about baseball. And the great commissioner they have that will not allow...
Yeah, no comment.
No sports betting. No sports betting ads. Can't talk about gambling in baseball.
But he can be in partners with DraftKings, yeah, right? Get involved with them.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to have their own sports book, too, right? And who bought it? Who's the one? Patty Wagon.
Patty Power?
Patty Wagon.
Patty Wagon.
Who said the sport was quick with the times anyway? They're not quick with the times with anything.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of stale-ass losers they are. So let me ask you this question. So the fight was good. The catcher shoved Kemp, and then Kemp's like, wait a minute, did you just shove me in the face?
And Kemp gave him the business.
And then Kemp gave him the business, and it was on. It was a pretty decent little fight.
Kemp actually threw a punch, I think, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It looked like he did.
For sure.
So he's going to get suspended.
So that'll be... appealed, and it'll be cut in half.
Right, so he'll get a game, probably.
Baseball suspensions are the worst. Like, we suspend a guy for 2 games, he sits for 1. He gets 6, he sits for 3.
Automatic appeal, man.
It's automatic that they go half of what they get. It's ridiculous. All right, I got to ask Shep a question. Shep, it is unbelievable that Shep is in here, of all things. Can you even believe it, Carver High? Carver High, you know what he said to me last night? If that little punk-ass B thinks he's coming in here to my hizzy and getting a piece of this hizzy, he goes, I will lay him out. And your boy Carver High is twice your size, Shep.
He's also twice my age.
So what?
I'm old. I don't think I'm twice your age. I don't think I'll go that far.
He's barely. You're 37?
I'll be 38 next month.
Right, so. 38 on July 28th. Did you know Mafia had a birthday the other day?
I did. I texted
him. What was great is that he wasn't here, so we didn't have to get him gifts. Wasn't that great? If the guy's not here, you don't get gifts, right? If you're on vacation, we bypass your gifts. Now, 34C got him a gift, and that doesn't count because, like, I don't care what she does with all the men in her life. I can't keep track of all of her lovers and all of her friends she buys gifts for. But I'm not buying gifts, right? If the guy's not here, you don't have to buy him a gift, right? If the guy's out for a week, you lose your right to a gift. Isn't that about accurate, Carver High? And Shep?
I think that's a fair way to look at it. If you're not going to be around for 10 days,
why should we go out and spend money on
right.
gifts if you're not even going to be here? It might go stale. What if we got him a beer or something, like a tall draft next door at the Westview, and brought him a giant draft of beer, and it just sat here for, 2 weeks. It wouldn't even be tasty anymore. So Carver High would have drank it the first night we brought it up here. He's like, wait, he's not going to be here for a week? Well, someone's got to drink this beer. And then Carver High's like, I offer my services. And then he drank the beer in 2 sips like Ovechkin. Just 1 big gulp and then a breath and then another big gulp. Now, Shep, let me ask you a question that's very important.
Can I interject for 1 second with this? So 2006, the kid's an intern. Been a rock star all over the country for 12 years. I think that's a gift in and of itself.
Who is that you're talking about?
Brian Ciano.
Oh.
I think that's the gift.
What do you mean? So he gets a gift just being around me?
That's more than the gift.
Please.
What else does he need?
I just don't want to buy any gifts anymore. Don't you get sick of these stupid Carver High, these staff gifts? Is there anything worse?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I don't really like anybody, so it's hard. It's hard for me to.
We should stop giving gifts for birthdays and Christmas, isn't it?
Like
pathetic?
I used to be like the guy who like invited everybody out, like we all got to get together and we got to do this, and then like I had a family, I didn't care about anybody.
Wasn't it great when we got out of the DA dinner because didn't you have someone die or something?
I did, yeah.
And then we were like,
But
then we told them, we're like, we can't go out to dinner with you because Carver High's like cousin died, and then they're like. His cousin? And then I heard DA ask Mraz, does that count like a cousin? And then Mraz is like, I didn't even know Carver High had a cousin. And I was like, listen, when there's a death in the family, there's no dinner parties, okay? And he's like, well, let's just reschedule. I'm like, no. It's eliminated the dinner party altogether. You know what we did one night, Carver High? We were supposed to go out to dinner with DA and them, and we didn't go, so Carver High and I went. Anyway.
That is true. Me and you went to dinner without everybody.
We went without anybody anyway. Now, Shep, let me ask you this question. So you went to Memphis, Tennessee to be a school teacher. And all I know is that you're still, I'm looking at you. At some point, I'm still looking at you through the window. And you have not, you have come back to CBS Sports Radio. You are now working here again. The Iron Shep is back. You know, Berman is in here like, what is going on here? How did that guy get back here? And then you're back here working now. What in the hell happened to the teaching experience? Because I know you're a great teacher and the kids loved you. What happened? Did they go broke or something? What happened?
Well, you know, essentially people at the top did not care enough. That's the state of urban education that exists in this country. It's pathetic. It's demonstrative. It's embarrassing.
So they gave up on the kids?
It was intentional. It was intentional.
So was it that they closed the school you were at in Memphis, or they have them everywhere else?
Right.
They didn't like what was happening in Memphis. They decided to close it.
So for all charter schools, they're aligned to a program. We were part of the Achievement School District. We were the highest achieving school in the ASD. Yet we shut down. There is an intentional effort to suppress kids' education, particularly minorities.
No,
but I'm just being real with you. Like, I'm being
but
not like.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they? Because if you're such a great teacher, which I know you are,
right.
I knew you were like highly sought after and they love you.
Teacher of the month.
Teacher of the year.
Yes.
Well, but how is it that they didn't ask you to transfer to another school, like in LA or something?
So very quickly, organizations. First year and second year in the organizations,
right.
they get placed.
Right.
Okay, it's incentivized for schools to have those first year, second year teachers placed because the school pays them a lot cheaper.
Right.
So school and education has become a number and money game. So schools don't want to take on third, fourth.
So are you going to be a school teacher, or are you back at CBS Sports Radio permanently?
No, I'm back permanently, but it's only on a part-time basis. My purpose.
Wait a minute. I'm back permanently on a part-time basis?
Yeah, it's a part-time basis. But for real, my passion more than my career, more than a job, is teaching inner city kids, and hopefully maybe it's the South Bronx I end up, but I will be teaching in some shape or form this year.
Oh, you'll be teaching in New York?
Hell yeah. You want to come and do a broadcasting
demo? I would think that de Blasio, who seems very interested in kids' educations in the city, and they hired that new school district guy from Houston, the new commissioner, do you think you'll be able to find a teaching job in New York City?
If you've done Teach for America, and you've been Teacher of the Month, and you are Volunteer of the Year 2 years in a
right,
row, highest
right.
reading scores among all freshman classes,
right.
I could get a job sleeping.
Wow. So Shep just said that he had spent his entire 2 years in Memphis sleeping.
No, I could get a job.
And will not be able to get a job other than here at CBS.
I had three interviews today.
You know, when he came through the door tonight, Carver High, he just told me, he goes, I really don't have time to tell you a whole lot about seeing Shep, but I did tell him one thing that if – this is the quote. Let me just read it. If you come anywhere near my job, I will smash your face in. Wait. I just thought that was really... And you saw it, Jay.
With my own eyes.
I will smash your face in.
Yeah.
But welcome back anyway. It did say that at the end, but welcome back anyway. Good to see you. Like, Carver High never gave two rat's asses about Shep to begin with. He's like... He's in that big Gucci WFAN club. Like, you know, when you're a member of that, you don't have time for little hacks down here at the national level. When you hang out with those, you know, premier Gucci, like, producers and talent over on that side of things, those local stars, I mean, you know what? They get first dibs, too, on the dry bread and lettuce they leave us in the kitchen, the night crew. The 12-hour lettuce. Is there anything better than a fresh salad that's been there since 11 a.m. and you pick it up at 11:45 at night and put a little ranch dressing on? That'll wake you up, you fams. Go ahead down there. Go check your ratings. Fatso got him back to number one in about 5 minutes. Everybody's happy down the hall. They're not happy with me, though. I mentioned things tonight on the air. They're very upset with me. Something wrong with that guy and all of his damn basketball talk.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
What day is it? Wednesday? When is Friday? Can you just tell me? Can you just because I got to write this down right here. When is Friday?
Hi, 2 days.
How fast does Friday come?
I actually think if you really want to...
What if I called in sick for the first time in my career? Could I do that, maybe? Thursday and Friday?
I think what we were just talking about actually goes to Monday.
Oh. Here we go, before I get in trouble. I just think everything they do here is very smart. Very, very smart. Very, very smart people. Great talent surrounds me everywhere. Just there's so, I mean, I, you know what I do? Because there's so many great people here at this place. You know what I do? I take them fishing. And I just love to fish for snook and...
Marlin?
Yeah, marlin and snook. And then, you know, once I get out onto the high seas, Carver High knows the deal. Once I get away from land, I just start smoking spliffs. And, I mean, I am just offshore, just absolutely just coifing down massive spliffs and just trying to maintain my stomach so I don't hurl on the captain of the ship when I take my colleagues fishing. Have you heard my summer colleague fishing promo on the air?
Well, they haven't put those in rotation yet. Probably next week is when you'll hear that promo.
Oh, you mean when they get done running all these other promos they're running? Honestly, how great am I? Eddie in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, how you doing? I wanted to talk about, I think Bryce Harper is, for not realizing that the fans of D.C.
right.
have been waiting 40 years, and then he starts flaunting this Golden Knight. I understand he's from there, but come on, what a tone-deaf dummy this guy is.
I really don't understand that, to be honest with you. Like, so whatever. Like, he's from Vegas. Like, is he not allowed to root for the... You know, hometown team that is he supposed to root for the Washington Capitals because he plays for the Nationals? Is that the way it works?
No, I think he's completely allowed to cheer. But come on, man, don't be so tone deaf. These guys, first of all, you got a guy like Ovechkin who's played there 13 years, played his heart out.
All
this
right.
guy's talking about how he wants to play for this or that. But listen,
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm trying to follow you. He's never said he wanted to play for anybody.
Well, but no, there is implication that he's not going to sign there again.
There is
right?
no proof at all that he's not signing there because he's never talked. He has never. He won't even talk about it. He absolutely. It's off limits. No, am I wrong? Mad Hatter. He does not talk about his free agency at all.
He said it right from the start of spring training. You want to talk to me about that? I'm not talking about it. So next question.
He doesn't talk about it ever. So where is all this you're coming up with that he's leaving and he's got big plans to play somewhere else?
Well, I understand that, but enough people are reporting it. But
BS is what it is. Let's just be clear. Oh, are you kidding me, this guy? How much of a loser are you, dude? Ban him from the network. There you go. Nice job. You've been banned on the network. Terrific job. Nice job. You know what you are? You're just so bright. I mean, you are so clever. Look what you just did. Twice I had to dump your filthy, pathetic ass, and you're not funny, and you have no idea what you're talking about, so you're the loser tool of the month club. Like, honestly, you said nothing of any value tonight on my show, so I literally obliterated you from the face of the earth. Go stick your face in between a door and just smash the door on the side of your face. Just do that for 5 minutes, and I'll be so happy, and we'll be friends forever.
There's a little story time for you right there.
What are you, a storyteller?
Story time? Storyteller?
What are you going to read a book for me at bedtime? What was that? Did that guy just start talking about male organs to me on the radio? Did he not just start talking about, packages and things of this nature? Did he not bring out the lumber stick?
He did.
We just can't have it.
I can't have it.
You just can't have it. You're running things. I mean, I know the first thing you would say there is that you're just not having it.
I don't need it.
I
can't have it.
Won't
I don't
have
need it.
It.
Nothing.
Woo! 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 You stupid ass. Honestly.
Story time.
Here's the deal. Don't call up and tell me you're going to tell me a story about some guy's package, okay? Thanks. Save it for your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, have you seen the one commercial with the kid? Looking good, Steven. And he doesn't even know the kid on the John Deere. with the bubbles. Do you know which one I'm talking about? The kid that breaks into the real estate house and he just lives there for a day and he's drinking all their food and eating it and everything. Can you drink food?
Only on the weekends.
But then the lady comes in. She's like, who are you? He's like, I don't know who you are. And he's like, the realtor never showed us this house. And he went flying out the front door. You've never seen that commercial?
I don't get to watch much TV anymore.
You know, you stopped watching TV at Bloodline.
I mean,
you really did.
So badly.
Once again, I wanted to read the quote. If you go anywhere near my gig, I will smash your face in, end quote. That's right. I love that. I mean, Shep was like, I'm just trying to get along with people. I've always been a really nice guy. I've always been a friendly and outgoing and done the extra mile for everyone here. I'd break my back for anyone that works here. I'd go above and beyond. I'd do everything. And then I walk in the door tonight and I got some guy threatening me. He's like, this guy's in my face threatening me. I'm like 30 seconds after I'm here that if you go near my job, I'll smash your face in. And then I just thought it was a very uncomfortable way to start their relationship again. Because Carver High did say to me when he left and he took his job, he goes, I never knew the guy anyway. Screw him. So it was like he left and everyone was like, congratulations, Shep. Good luck. And then Carver High's like, screw him.
You
I don't
actually,
even know him.
You actually make it sound a lot nicer than it actually was, which is I didn't think you could do. But you actually made it sound nicer. I actually said it a lot worse than that. I was like, screw that guy, man. I mean, come on.
Screw him, teacher. What a femme. I heard him. All these things happen. JK in D.C.
Scott, it's been a long drought. I better have a St. Pauli girl to get started
I
here.
Nothing like a fresh, tasteless St. Pauli.
Tomato juice.
Yeah, nothing like that. Nothing like that St. Pauli girl fake beer.
Well, I'm a fake drunk. What can I say?
Well,
look,
listen,
I'm wearing a... I'm not rocking the red. I'm wearing a white Stanley Cup shirt. I didn't even get to touch the cup, man.
I believe that.
It's delirious down here in D.C.
I think you'll be able to touch the cup and take a picture with it eventually.
But I'm upset about Harper, man. I didn't even know. See, I learned things from you, man. He was wearing a Golden Knights jersey. What the hell?
What cave
on,
have you been living in? It was the biggest story.
I'm upset with Harper, man.
Okay,
he
slow down.
He's out so many times, I don't even listen to the radio anymore.
He's only got 19 home runs and 43 RBIs. The guy's the best player on the team, but they have turned on him like a sieve.
Our boy Chad wasn't kidding, huh?
They have turned on him.
Pounding the phones down at 106.7
well,
on Bryce.
Well, here's the deal. Like, nice job by everybody because he's going to leave.
It sounds like the Capitals winning the cup was like the best thing that ever happened to Bryce Harper down there in D.C. He got cooled off here on
because
the Oilers.
Because they turned on him and they're opening the door for him to leave. They're
because
just like, here, leave.
That was, I think, game three or it must have been game three when they went back to D.C. is when he showed up wearing the night jersey. So he had a little reprieve for a few days. And then once they won, he, you know.
Shep, I didn't even give him time to talk about how much he hates you. Can you not? Here's a tip. Don't call up here and start lacing out at the people that run this place or the programming decisions or the commercial sponsors. Thanks. Did that guy not just call up here and start shredding our commercial choices and our endorsement opportunities?
I mean, I can't.
This is not happening here. We can't have it. Like that, you should have seen Carver High. It was like, did you see the guy that jumped out of the long jump box? Did you see the kid the other day, the high school kid that did the long jump, and he literally jumped out of the box?
I did see it.
It was like the longest long jump in the history of the world. That was Carver High right now, diving across the room to hit the dump button after the guy started bashing our sponsors and our endorsement commercials were running. Can you imagine that just happened? You have to think clearly before you call in here, folks. You don't want to say the wrong thing because we're very edgy and we just erase things all the time. And Chef's just happy the guy didn't get to talk bad about him. Ryan in Michigan.
Hey, Scotty, I need a Bell's Oberon, a Kalamazoo special.
Awesome. There you go.
So, Scotty, I want to apologize and eat crow because I'm the guy who called after the Blue Jackets were up 2-0 saying that the right. Capitals were done. So I want to apologize to the Capitals. But I'll tell you why I was rooting for the Capitals, because Vegas, they need to suffer like I've suffered for 18 years. They've already have more playoff victories than the Blue Jackets, and now the Metropolitan is the best division of all sports, back-to-back-to-back cups. So,
well, listen, that's where the best teams are, and the Capitals were better than Vegas. And I'll say this, Vegas is having a big party tonight to celebrate the team down at the D on Fremont Street. Right now, as we speak, they're having this party. They had a great season. They have more playoff wins than Columbus because you guys suck. I just wanted to get right to the heart of the matter here, save time. There's a lot of time constraints on this program. Although I will say we have two more hours to go. The Iron Shep is back on the bench tonight. I've even been informed he'll be working with us Friday night exclusively.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.